The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Actually, end of the month in terms of Dream Big America. I'm Doug Steffen along with John Cremins, who is at the studios of My Cool Inventions. That's a studio? It's a cool invention. Radio is a cool invention.
Well, heck yeah.
Heck yeah. So, under the circumstances, we've got two really qualified gentlemen. That's you and me. And
yes,
also
right.
Three qualified people who are going to be a part of the Dream Big America specialty spotlight today, because it's the end. We've had 3 weeks of weekly finals, so we bring those three contestants together. That means, I guess, next Friday you and I will celebrate Halloween and not have a Dream Big America contest, because we actually have 4 weeks, 3 weeks of competition to bring people into the final round, and then in the final round, the winner, which you will vote for at dreambigamerica.us at the end of the hour today and through next week, through next Thursday, that winner is going to be entitled to thousands of dollars of prizes, promotional things that we put together to help you and your business grow. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're an inventor, go to mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us, which is the voice for entrepreneurs, My Cool Invention, the voice for inventors. We put you together with our staff, sort of figure out what you're doing to see if you really can make it. We don't want you to embarrass yourself. So if you got a product, you may call us and say, hey, John, I've got this wonderful thing. I've invented a new yarn that's as strong as chain. And then you get the yarn and you pull it apart and it doesn't work. And
yeah.
I'm using that as a silly example, but you know what I'm saying. That sort of thing. There are people that come forth with all kinds of preposterous ideas that are just plain stupid. And so we don't want to put those people on the air to embarrass them or us. Thus, the screening process. So if you want to submit...
Though it is entertaining, though.
Yeah, oh, of course it is, yeah. Maybe we should let them on. Maybe what we should do is have a day a week for stupid... You know how the... What was the old stupid pet tricks and that sort of thing?
Like maybe, America's Worst Inventions.
Yeah, exactly. Well, isn't there a TV show that... Is like that?
I think there was at one time or another.
There's always the worst of everything. People are more interested in the worst of everything than they are the best of everything, which is kind of too bad. Anyway, so our bill of fare today will feature three contestants, pretty much people who listen to this program with a plum, and there are a lot of folks around the country who just love, and we have internet fans, too, around the world who are interested in finding out what the new ideas are. And, you know, maybe stealing them if people have been good enough to, smart enough to patent or get trademarks or whatever it is. That's what Akos Jankura, who's with us often on this program, he'll suggest that you better protect yourself. You got a good idea, you better protect yourself, right, John?
You know what? You wouldn't believe how many invention submissions we get that don't have protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically, they go into the big round file after it's gone through a shredder.
Mm-hmm.
And then we send an email to them saying, look, don't ever do this again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send it to us. Don't send it to anybody else, because the moment you do it, you're risking your idea, your invention. Somebody's going to steal it.
Right.
And in this industry, there are people that will.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, both Akos and I, we've seen it.
They're not just in this country. They're happy with the, we have the equivalency of worldwide communication instantly. So somebody can see this, and we all know what crooks there are in Russia, for example, some places in Asia and Africa. And we get crooks here in our country, too. There's plenty of crooks. So be very, very, very careful. We're going to meet in a few minutes Eric Kinnear, who has that Santa signal. That one easily. We figure anything that has anything to do with Santa Claus or Christmas is going to win. So he to win. He won the first week of this month of October. Second week was taken by Renee Bentley, who was responsible for something called Hangar Hideaway. If I'm not mistaken, all of these people that drink are My Cool Inventions people. Are they not this week?
Not the third. The third was not.
Darn Good Yarn wasn't? Okay.
I thought
she was on last Friday then, I think. Wasn't she? Did she win last Friday?
I think she did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So Nicole Snow will be with us later on. She's got a very good yarn, crafts, that sort of thing. She hails from India, or like her products being made in India. So we'll work that over. All of them will have a 2-minute pitch time. You'll be able to hear them. We'll talk with them about who they are and about their idea very briefly, have the pitch, and then later on in the hour, John will ask them a follow-up question so you can maybe more easily decide who you want to vote for by texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM. That's 612 area code, 223-7326. Or you can vote on the dreambigamerica.us website and send one of these contestants away with a nice prize package for the month. And we've been toying with the idea of having a big year-end contest, bringing in, I don't know how we do that. I don't know that you guys have figured it out.
You could do it. Take like all of the weekly winners, put them in a big grid. Like the final six, the final four.
Mm-hmm.
You start out with a big grid, and every week you go down and you just whittle it down.
So maybe the month of December we would do that.
Yeah, you take all the big winners and put them into a big grid and just kind of whittle them down all the way till they get to the final.
Mm-hmm.
That actually would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We can mow that over one.
Yes, we can. We can do anything. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Yes, we can.
Remember that.
We'll make decisions. It costs us in here, so wake him up.
Yeah, right. And then send him the bill.
Yay!
Whoopee! Oh. All right, so, anyway, without further ado, we'll pause here for a moment, and then we'll bring you into close contact with Eric Kinnear, so you can hear once again. This is the third time through for him on the program, explaining what the Santa Signal is. It's kind of a cool device. And again, because it's connected to Christmas, gets lots of interest and sort of sympathy. Does it have the sympathy vote? I don't know. You can find out all about these people, by the way, at dreambigamerica.us. In addition to us having them on, giving the 2-minute pitch, we'll post that at dougstefan.com and dreambigamerica.us. So you can hear the audio pitches for each of the three contestants. You can read all about them and their stories, pictures, and all that sort of thing at dreambigamerica.us. And then you'll be voting based on that information, hopefully. A lot of people with good social media skills and connections carry the day. Whatever it is that gets you to the top, that's something you have to figure out. Making a good pitch is a good way to start. So we'll hear our first pitch of the monthly finals from Eric Kinnear in a moment here on Dream Big America.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Brand news, names to fall for. Find stylish savings on great big brands. At Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, find 30% off Juicy Couture and 30 to 50% off Izod. Save on watches from Timex, Bulova, and Seiko. Find Calphalon cookware and more Friday through Sunday. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Bill, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call my my college laptop, and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
All right, so we're at it here. Big time. 3 months of virtual publicity, weekly press releases from eRelease, part of what the winner today will, that's how the winner will benefit. We'll see some of the other things. We're talking about some of the other things, John. John Creeman's Doug Steffen here with our Dream Big America finals. Eric Kinnear is with us. Eric, welcome back in for your third presentation on the Santa Signal. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, John.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little, before we give you the two-minute pitch time, why don't you tell us a little more about you, Eric Kinnear?
I'm a father of two. I've got a third son coming in this December. I have just like helping out my kids on Christmas by yelling ho 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 down the chimney, and I decided that maybe be a better way to spend time with my kids, mm-hmm. And so I invented a device that lets Santa do the talking, and I could watch my kids' reactions from the comfort of my own home.
Very cool. Yeah, very cool. All right, so you know how this works, Eric. You've been through it. I think you've made a two-minute pitch and a one-minute pitch, so you can go back to your best two-minute approach. We'll be posting these in the audio highlights at DougSteffen.com, all three of them today. They help you figure out how you can gain access and then vote for the person of your choice. We have a very interested, excited community here, John, of people who want to support their inventors, or they like this idea. They're small business people. They want to report to put as much as possible entrepreneurialism. So let's now pay attention for 2 minutes to Eric Kinnear. Tell us about the Santa Signal. Go ahead, Eric.
The Santa Signal is a device that parents and grandparents attach to that metal bar inside the fireplace that opens and closes the flue. The idea is to make the kids think they are overhearing Santa Claus working up on the roof from the fireplace. Using the Santa Signal is much easier than pretending to be Santa Claus and much safer than stomping around on the roof. So here's how you use it. On Christmas Eve, just before bedtime, distract the kids for a second and attach the Santa Signal to the damper handle inside your fireplace. It's really easy. You just turn it on and it sticks magnetically. That's it. Now all you have to do is bring the kids over to the fireplace and act casual. You get the best reactions when the kids are surprised, so just pretend nothing's going on. In 2 minutes, you will hear some strange scratching noises coming from the fireplace. This is when you call the attention to the fireplace. What is that? I think there's a bird or something in the chimney. Then you and the kids will hear foot stomping and sleigh bells followed by Santa Claus himself. You will have the best time watching their reactions, I promise. And if that wasn't enough, it gets better. When Santa overhears the kids, he's going to ask his friend Rudolph to look down the chimney with his glowing red nose to see if all the kids have gone to bed. This is when a bright red light is going to light up the inside of your fireplace. It looks just like Rudolph is looking down the chimney. The kids go crazy. When Santa finds out the kids are still awake, he says, "I hope they go to bed soon, otherwise we'll have to leave." And the kids run off to bed. It's hilarious. Now, I know what you're thinking. Eric, what if I forget the Santa Signal is still attached to my fireplace? No problem. The Santa Signal has a motion sensor that will activate an alarm reminding you to remove the Santa Signal before using your fireplace again. Get your Santa Signal before the Christmas rush at santa-signal.com. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. There's Eric Kinnear, santa-signal.com, as we can go get more info, or dreambigamerica.us. You'll be able to vote starting at 10 o'clock Eastern. He's one of the contestants. The two-minute pitch will be in the audio highlights fairly soon of his and the other contestants. Contestant number two up next on Dream Big America.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
America. John Cremins gets excited about these things, as do I. I'm Doug Steffen, the Dream Big America contest, part of our collective interest in putting the best face possible on new entrepreneurs, new ideas, new inventions in our country. This is a movement that needs to have lots and lots of support. There are a lot of great ideas. We need to keep America number one when it comes to the health and well-being of our economy. You got to have these ideas. You got to be able to sell them. You got to get government out of the way. All of those things that are subtext to the conversations here, John.
So, yeah, no, I agree.
Eric Kinnear, I'll hear his audio in just a few minutes. It'll be posted at DougSteffen.com. Meanwhile, next up is Renee Bentley, who is from Boise, Idaho, the founder of Hangar Hideaway, or as some of my Jewish friends say, Hangar Highway. Hi, Hideaway. Hi, Renee.
Hello.
Tell us, that was a bad attempt at bad humor. Renee, tell us a little about you. All right, John, don't get too carried away there.
I'm not laughing. Right. Well, yeah.
Well, there are a lot of, never mind, I was going to go someplace else. Forget it. All right. So, Renee, what do you have to tell us about you before we give you that 2 minutes for your pitch?
Well, like you said, I am from Boise, Idaho, and I would like to, thank my parents for being such a great influence, and we're just the all-American family. I have 2 brothers and 3 sisters, 5 children, and 11 grandchildren, and one on the way.
That's 11, 12, that's 50. You got about 24 votes right there. You get them to Dream Big America at 10 o'clock. Vote for Mom, vote for Grandma, vote for my sister. All right, so, right? That's the way you do it. That's how it works. Renee, we're going to give you 2 minutes to pitch the Hangar Hideaway. We've heard this before here, and it was well done. I think we both agree, John, that she had a nice story to tell. So let's see how you do with 2 minutes, Renee. We start right now with your 2-minute pitch for the Hangar Hideaway.
America, are you tired of clothes hanger clutter? Then I have the answer for you. The Hangar Hideaway is a patented design that is pleasant to the eye. This product was invented out of necessity. Untangling hangers has been an age-old problem since the beginning of hanger time in 1903. When was the last time you got into your closet and there were hangers everywhere? Isn't it about time someone came up with a product to solve this problem? It stores and dispenses all sizes of hangers, from the standard size hangers, children's hangers, to the big and bulky. The tapered pillars hold the hanger snugly inside the container for little or no movement to avoid tangling. It has been designed to attach to several locations. In my laundry room, I noticed that I have a space under my cabinet. The hanger hideaway could easily be placed in this location for convenience. It can also be attached to a wall in a closet, out of sight, or hung over a door. It will make transporting hangers between closets and laundry rooms a breeze. The hanger hideaway has a great design and can be made in any color or a combination of colors. It would also be great for college dorm rooms. Wouldn't it be great to have them in college colors or pastel colors for babies' rooms? Just think of how convenient it will be to have a hanger hideaway in each bedroom. There won't be any more time to gather hangers on wash day. All you have to do is go to the hanger hideaway, detach it, snap the lid closed, and you're on your way. I'm looking for licensing and marketing. You can contact me at rbentley1953@gmail.com. Please vote thumbs up for the hanger hideaway.
John's going to love that. 2 minutes are up. John loves that call to action.
Yeah. That was perfect.
I can hear his brain working. He's going to tell you he likes that. John Cremins has questions of Eric Kinnear, and Renee Bentley will have a follow-up. Also, the presentation of Nicole Snow with a darn good yarn idea. That's what's up next here on Dream Big America.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or friction? Clogged fuel injection systems cause poor performance. Fact. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injectors, like tiny water pistols, squirt precise amounts of gasoline into each engine cylinder. But when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. Solution? The fuel injector cleaner, like Royal Purple Max Clean, that penetrates the built-up residue and opens the spray passageway so full doses of fuel can enter the engine's combustion chamber. When choosing products that enhance the performance of your vehicle, consider Royal Purple Max Clean. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up your Royal Purple Max Clean today at Pep Boys. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. The Department of Agriculture determined ethanol's energy balance to be 1.7 to 2.3. That's to say, today's ethanol production yields nearly twice as much energy as it took to create. Also, in 2011, ethanol use reduced tailpipe CO2 equivalent emissions by 25.3 metric tons. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
All right, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen, John Cremins on the Friday edition of our competition, My Cool Inventions, Monday through Thursday. On Friday, we have the Dream Big America contest, which puts the winners from My Cool Inventions and other Dream Big America contests that we have on the Fridays of each of the first 3 weeks of the month. We put them all together for a grand prize that includes publicity, commercials, digital marketing, fulfillment partnerships, that sort of thing. And so that's a good value, and it's part of what you win when you win this contest. So you'll be voting. Those of you who are listening, we have the first two, and it may be that we don't have a third for the first time in the history of this contest that I can remember. And we're going back a couple of years for Dream Big America. We've had, once in a while, somebody gets lost in My Cool Inventions, but usually when there's this much at stake, everybody's going to be very attentive to being on. Apparently, yeah. Nicole Snow is traveling. She's in Canada. Maybe she's with Arco's over. Who knows? At any rate, if we don't have her presentation, we can't include her. And so if we've been trying to the last 10 minutes, have been devoted to finding her where she said she was. I don't want to get into too much background detail, but if she's not available to us, I'm actually thinking right now that we are having to make a decision. This first time I've done it, you and I may agree, John, on how to do this.
You and I could tap dance for a while. We could talk about.
Well, no, it's not that. I'm not concerned about that. I just think that she has to forfeit because she's not here. So the contest then becomes between the Hangar Hideaway and the Santa Signal, because if she can't make it for whatever the reason, we've done our best to reach out to her. She's not answering any of the numbers that she gave us to be in contact with her. So if that's the case, then she forfeits, and you ask your questions, follow-up questions of Renee and Eric, and people will, under the circumstances, just vote for one of the two.
Do you want to give her a couple more minutes, or?
Yeah, I think in fairness, we ought to give her a couple more minutes. And I just was thinking that there's no such thing as perfection, although a lot of us think that the world of technology is perfection. It's anything but.
Yeah,
those
totally.
Of us who are close to it, it just is so faulty in connection. Now, everybody assumes too much because of the ease of finding some information or getting all the people somewhere. The phone, for me, is the best way to be in touch with people. Email, I don't like, even though I use it probably more than I do anything else. I think you got to have the ability to talk to people.
Do you text?
I don't like texting.
Are you a texter?
No, not much. No, I'd rather use email. Email.
See, my wife likes a text. And it's like, oh, stop. Yeah. You know, I can get to about five or six, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You know, don't just put like one sentence in every text. I mean, put the whole thought in
a
there.
A few words. Yeah, right. Let's have three pages of texting. And then, good luck reading and understanding it.
I've done that.
Call us back tomorrow. So here's what happens on the Dream Big America Entrepreneur stage. If you are one of the entrepreneurs, one of the contestants, one of the inventors, you learn one of the things that we try to teach you here is how to present your idea. Akos and John are great at putting the idea of compelling content into whether it's a one-minute pitch or a two-minute pitch, because you need that. If you're going to go to a buyer of a chain of stores, or you're going to go to somebody that you want to have help you, if you can't very quickly, in a minute or two, tell them what your invention, what your idea is all about, they're not going to listen to you. It's just not going to work. You know that, John. You've seen that hundreds of times in your work on HSN and QVC. You just can't. You've got to have your idea front and center. And it's important not only to you, but to the folks who might invest in you. So that's what you get.
You wouldn't believe it. I mean, I actually worked with Kevin Harrington for all, just like Akos did. And I was doing the project.
Who's Kevin Harrington for the benefit
of? Kevin Harrington is one of the, he was one of the original sharks on Shark Tank. He's also known as the infomercial king. He was one of several guys that got together to get the FCC back in, during when President Reagan was in office, to actually open up the airwaves late night television from midnight till 6. Mm-hmm. Remember they used to, you know, the most of your stations would end the day.
Right.
And they'd go to the color bars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You know, or you see a test pattern on there, right?
Test pattern. Yeah.
What they did is they worked in trying to get legislation passed that would open that 6-hour window where they then started putting infomercials and television programs to sell stuff.
Yep.
So he was one of the first guys that did that. And you know, I remember, you know, being working with this, we were creating the military shopping channel for APHIS, the Army Air Force Exchange Service, you know, for our military. And so we were working on that. And I remember inventors coming up to him, and I could see his eyes roll back in his head. Because they talk about everything but their invention.
Yep.
And, you know, for guys like that, you've got 2 minutes and 2 minutes only.
Yep.
If you can't if you can't get an idea in 2 minutes out to him and get him going, wow, you know, and have him start spinning and thinking about it, then it's over.
Right.
And that happens so many times.
Because you're getting pitched by a lot of people. He goes the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting pitched all the time. We're all getting pitched.
When Akos and we'll go into a trade show, and both him and I, you know, are recognizable.
Right.
So, I mean, it's from the moment you walk into a trade show and then the moment you walk out, people are coming to both of us all the time.
A lot of free meals, not bad.
There you go.
Hey, can I have lunch with you? I thought we had dinner tonight.
See, that's how you get a free dinner. Come with us. Right,
yeah.
You can come with us and do it that way.
All right, we're going to pause for a moment, and then we'll come back with John asking questions as we have whittled this down. Ms. Snow, unfortunately, forfeited for not being here, so we'll have the decision. You'll be able to vote for Eric Kinnear or Renee Bentley, and John will help to summarize both of those audios. The two-minute pitches are up in the audio highlight to DougStephan.com. So let's see how John comes around to getting a focus on these two to help you better understand how to vote. You'll be able to vote starting at 10 o'clock Eastern time by going to dreambigamerica.us.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico?
Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater. Open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat. Engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose today.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of six criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Get the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at GuitarCenter.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
17 before the hour, it's Dream Big America time. You'll be able to text DBA to 612-223-7326 starting at the top of this next hour, 10 o'clock Eastern time, and through next Thursday to vote for one of our two finalists this month, Eric Kinnear from Santa Signal and Renee Bentley from Hangar Hideaway. So John Cremins is here with follow-up questions for both of our contestants. John?
Nice to have you back on the show. Give me. Do you have these made already?
Me, Eric.
Yes, Eric. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
So you, how many do you actually have like in stock right now?
I have about 200 in stock right now.
Wow. And okay, now are you only
200,000?
Yeah.
2 million.
Or how many ever kids are alive today?
Yeah,
so this is what I'm thinking on this one. Mm-hmm. Eric, so have you had any success since the last time we talked? You know, talking to any retailer or anybody like that to get this out?
Yeah, I'm going to Pumpkin Patches, and I mean I can order more. It's just I'm just going to get a demand, so I'm going to Pumpkin Patches, which will soon become Christmas Tree Patches. I'm talking with them, and they're all very interested. And then a few catalog sites, online catalog sites have come on board too.
Yeah, I mean, I like your idea, and I like your I've been to your website. I took a look at the video. I like that because I think it really kind of brings it home a little bit more. I don't have really other than those questions to ask you. Just anything about what your pitch was, because I thought you set up your problem. It's not really a problem. Mm-hmm. It's an enhancer of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a parent who has dressed up many times as Santa Claus, and actually had my son who came up as Santa.
Visualize
and said, hey, Santa,
mm-hmm.
my dad has been bad. And like,
so I can spank you.
Go get me some food. That kind of stuff. But it's funny. I've got that on video, so that's something I remember. And being a dad that loves Christmas, I am a big lover of Christmas and just the lights and everything of the day.
Hard to vote against Christmas.
Really is, man. You've come up with a great idea. Thanks, Eric, for being on the show.
Eric Kinnear, Santa Signal. Vote for him starting at 10 by going to dreambigamerica.us, the website there, or texting DBA to 61222 Dream. Next up is a follow-up with Renee Bentley at Hangar Hideaway from John Cremins.
All right, Renee, good job on your pitch. I thought you set up the problem of hangar clutter quite well, which I thought was good. I saw, many certainly scenarios where that does happen. And I like your solution. Of course, once again, I'm glad you did your CTA, your call to action. That's probably the most important thing that anyone can actually draw from your presentation today, is the fact that you were able to do that. You had any success since the last time we talked to you?
I do have a manufacturer that is, I'm getting costing from. That's my first step. And, so I pursued that since I visited with you last time.
Excellent. So you felt spurred on. You felt that you got a good vote. People loved your invention. So that's a good thing. And you're moving forward.
Yes, I'm trying to get it, out to the public because I really feel like, that once you see this and you use it, it's going to be a really good product for the home.
All right, Renee, I don't have really any other questions, Doug, on that one.
All right, vote now. We're starting in 12 minutes from now, voting for your favorite contestant. One of these two people will win the grand prize for the month, all the promotional things that we were outlining. You can see more about what we have at dreambigamerica.us. So the voting begins 10 a.m. Eastern Time today and will end next Thursday. 612-223-7326 is the text line, or go to dreambigamerica.us. Listen to the pitches in the archive section at DougStephan.com or DreamBigAmerica.us. Meanwhile, thank you again. Good luck to both those folks. And we learned something, a lesson with Nicole Snow not being here. If you can't be here, you forfeit your position. We did what we had to, or tried to get there. We're celebrating American ingenuity here on this program. Yesterday on the Dream Big portion, we had Cynthia Stewart's. How did she do with her U-turn alert? I don't know that anybody thought it was very exciting.
You know what? It went up a little bit, then it dropped. It went up to like 62%.
Yeah, okay. She didn't
do that well. I forgot to ask you about your flight. We never talked about that. You became a
pilot for a day. I'm going to do it again. I enjoyed it. It was made me sweat. It wasn't in a comfortable position. But I think we have to challenge ourselves from time to time and do things that are not comfortable for ourselves in any number of ways. Relationships, at the job site, with things we pursue. So thank you for asking.
I was interested in that.
It's a fun thing to do. People need to challenge themselves. That's part of what entrepreneurialism is all about. Challenging yourself. You got an idea. Push yourself. Get it done. Get it out there. Call us, and we'll try to help you if it's something that has merit. There are tons of people listening, tons of people who want to do this, and tons of people that would be good at it. Our winner this past week on My Cool Inventions was Honey Hilliard, who has the arm scarves. So she'll be up in the, I don't know how many, we'll have maybe all three. We got three My Cool Inventors on next Friday. We have no contest in Dream Big because we have 3 weeks, and then we have the finalists. So we'll work on that, I guess, the first week of November. Good winners, good times. My Cool Inventions and Dream Big America on the radio.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory,
There is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive. Your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of healthcare has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time now for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft as well. He's the founder of Scamicide.com, the website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these various scams, and we have plenty of them. Last week we were talking about, because Ebola, Steve's here because he generally gives us whatever legal rulings or manifestations may apply to some of the top 10 items on the talkers chart for the previous week. And this week, of course, Ebola number one. I say, of course, because what else would it be? And the amount of scams that are coming out of this, whether they be supposedly medicinal or how you can protect yourself, here's where you get garments, and you know, all of this stuff that people will make millions on, and it's mostly just crap and deception, yeah?
Absolutely, and actually, I just learned about a new Ebola scam, and this is one that is hitting major companies, and they are getting a message that appears to be from the World Health Organization with an important virus alert. Seeing the pictures of what it looks like, it looks very legitimate, and that's part of the problem is that counterfeiters and scammers today
be pretty good at this.
They've got such technology to help them; they can make it look good, and if these companies end up clicking on the links for the latest virus alert in this message, they end up downloading the same type of malware that took over at Target and Home Depot and other companies.
Woof. Wow. All right, and then there's almost no protection against it because they look so good.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, and my rule of thumb is to make it simple. And my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anybody, that whenever you have anything that requires you to click on it or to download an attachment, no matter how good it is, don't trust it. Independently verify. In this case, you go to the website of the World Health Organization and see if there was something legitimately being sent out.
Right. All right. Next item, number 8 this week, has to do with a proposal from the administration to give green cards to about 30 million people. If I saw that number right, I can't believe that they would pull or try to pull this off. There's got to be all kinds of legality questions for that, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it just so many, they're beyond the pale, and not the least of which is the idea behind the green card is that there does have to be a significant amount of checking into whether this person is appropriate or not. You know, particularly, let's even look at what happened in Canada this week. Are you really going to be giving some kind of special treatment to people that you haven't even vetted? So I'm not sure where the wisdom is on this. And you're right. I think there's going to be a lot of pushback here.
So what can be done when you say pushback? What legally can be done? Does this have to some suit filed by members of Congress or citizens petition? What happens? How do people come up with other than, you know, the legality or the way to do this in is to just vote people out that are supporters of this? But now with the president taking all these executive actions, even if you can override it in the Senate and the House, he can still pull some of this stuff off.
Some of it, but that's where the challenges are. And the challenges are, is the president exceeding his authority with his executive orders? And this, there actually is a great old theory that is still on the legal books called a writ of mandamus. And a writ of mandamus is a demand put into court of some political figure, and in this case I don't mean political figure, but government official, to do what they are required to do. So a writ of mandamus, I think, written to the, in dealing with the immigration authorities, is enforce the laws. And you're being asked to do something that is not in accordance with the law, enforce the law. And that's, I think, the best way to get these things into court for a little bit more open public debate.
There's a phone scam this week that I wanted to talk to you about for a moment. The so-called 888 numbers, supposedly, and this turned out to be something that wasn't quite true. Supposedly, you need to register your cell phone now to keep yourself from getting a lot of calls. What I found when I called that number is I immediately started getting calls.
Yeah.
So these sorts of things also. My God, there's so many ways that you can be approached and attacked. It's unbelievable.
It really is. And, you know, this is nothing new. This is coming. It comes in waves. And the idea of the do not call list doesn't apply to your cell phone. You have to ask for that. And then they get you to sign up. And in point of fact, like you say, you end up calling and getting the very calls you don't want. Sometimes you have to call back. And when you're calling back, you don't realize that the area code you're calling back is one where extensive charges are being brought
right.
on. These are rough, and as a matter of fact, AT&T just paid a $105 million fine for what they call cramming, these fraudulent charges that they were complicit with on our phone bills, and we're going to see other phone companies getting hit with this as well.
Stephen J.J. Watt.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.